Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eisha Torah. Our text is Building Your Self-Image and the Self-Image of Others. We're in chapter 14. It's called If You Were to Meet Hillel and Rabbi Akiva. Imagine what it would be like if you were to meet the great sages, Hillel and Rabbi Akiva. They both were highly elevated spiritual scholars who treated everyone with great respect. Regardless of who you were and what you had done or not done, they would have treated you with the ultimate respect. Hillel taught us to emulate Aaron, the high priest, Moshe's older brother, to be a student of Aaron. When people were in Aaron's presence, they felt more elevated. He had a powerful influence just by his friendliness, his care. That inner positive feelings he had to people gave over to them a positive spiritual feeling. Same with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva taught that we're created in the Almighty's image. Rabbi Akiva's way of dealing with people gave them respect. And that's the problem people have if they have to deal with other people who are condescending, people who are arrogant, people who are insulting. Being in the presence of someone who looks at one in a negative light can bring us down, feeling-wise and self-image-wise. Now, really, we should try to create a self-image that's independent of other people. But the reality is we're influenced by the way people see us. So let's say we had an encounter that was a bit unpleasant. We had an encounter with someone, and we went away from that encounter feeling a little down about ourselves, feeling bad about ourselves. I've heard people say, oh, that person made me feel like 2 cents, or that person made me feel like dirt. Ultimately, nobody can make us feel that way. People can only interact with us and be the way they are, and it's our own self-image. But nevertheless, by knowing that if we would encounter great people, we would feel better about ourselves, that can be life-enhancing. And someone I told this to said they thought about, wow, imagine they would have been in the tent of Abraham and Sarah. They would have visited. Abraham and Sarah would have been so hospitable. They would have been so open, even to total strangers, all the more so to their grandchildren, their great-great-grandchildren, their great-great-great-grandchildren. My father, who was a disciple of the Chafetz Chaim, my father studied in Ran Yeshiva for 12 years, a number of years when the Chafetz Chaim was alive. He had a situation. The Chafetz Chaim sent my father to the city of Grodno. There was a factory that started working on Shabbos, and the Chafetz Chaim sent my father to Grodno to convince the owner to keep the factory closed on Shabbos. And my father was successful. When my father came back to Ran, the Chafetz Chaim asked for a report. My father gave him the report and shared with him what he did. The Chafetz Chaim patted my father on the cheek. And he said, Azoi jung and azoi klug, very young and very clever. And my father, when he told that story over, heard from him a number of times, you could feel he felt that great feeling. The Chafetz Chaim said something positive to him. It stayed with him his entire life. So keeping that in mind, great people will treat you with great respect. Treat yourself with great respect. Treat other people with great respect.